For the first time since the pandemic started, the Bay to Birdwood is returning in full swing this Sunday. Thousands of spectators expected to line the streets from West Beach at 6:30 a.m. through to Birdwood in the Hills by 10 a.m. for more festivities. And there'll be 1,500 veteran vintage classic cars, motorcycles and quite a few commercial vehicles as well. History Trust's events manager, Laura Croach, has moved from the arts to be a part of this celebration of classic cars. She's joined me to discuss the plan and also tell us about a special vintage steam-powered car worth over $200,000 that'll be there.
So this is my favorite. It's a 1909 Stanley Steamer. This is the third attempt. So the first attempt was 36 years ago. And he's never gotten up the hill before. And he will be right in the front of the pack leading out from Barrett Reserve. And really, hopefully, we get to welcome him up on the grounds at Motor, because this will be the last attempt. It's a really, really big run for a car of that vintage that runs on steam. So I think this is the little engine that could story for me, and I really want it to make. Also, it's incredibly beautiful. And I just love the idea that he's kept this little technology alive. Yeah, that is everyone's, I think, personal favorite.
Any other? Oh, it sounds brilliant. Are there any other vehicles that you're excited about seeing in this one?
It is mostly the really old ones. I've really become attached to the preservation class. So preservation vehicles are the ones that are simply cared for. They're not modified. They don't have bells and whistles, and they tend to stay in families. And so I found it really interesting how many multi-generational stories there are of, you know, a car that stayed in a family, and over the generations, the family have cared for it. Because if there's one thing I've learned, you know, doing this, is that knowledge of how to repair these vehicles is disappearing. You know, they have no computers. They're actually mechanical. And so watching young people pick up the mantle has been fantastic. Our youngest driver this year is 24 years old, first in the Bay to Birdwood as a 7-year-old. So it's great to see the young ones picking it up and caring for their vehicles.
It must be lovely as an arts person as well to see that there are parallels. There are things like a real passion. People are obsessed with cars. It's aesthetic. It's beautiful. Oh. And the amount of knowledge and effort that goes into it as well.
They are extraordinary, these vintage vehicle people. They are all about stories. They're all about collecting the way we all collect. We all have something that, you know, we keep because it's simply precious to us, not because it traditionally has historical value, even though some of them are very, very valuable. And I really love the idea of the citizen collector who gets to show off. You know, it's this real pageant of people going, this is my thing that I love in the world, and I'm going to show it to you. So there's something very community about it. And in my previous life, one of the things I ran was the Writers Week here in Adelaide. And I love the way community comes together to share stories. And that's 100% what the Bay to Birdwood is. And when they finally get up to the finish festival, they fantastically just mill about and look at each other's cars and talk about cars and motorcycles. And we have some really big commercial vehicles in this year, which I'm quite excited about. And it's this wonderful communal world, and people can come in and they'll bring you up to date with, you know, and share their experiences. So I love that. To me, it's a real community activity in the best way.
Laura Croach, the History Trust's events manager, is with us ahead of the Bay to Birdwood back in full swing this Sunday, baby. And Laura, take us through the rundown. What's happening on Sunday?
Okay, so it's daylight savings for our very first time. So the sun's coming up at 6:33. So for the vehicles without headlights, they are going to have to hold back until the sun's up. That's something I learned. So our gates are going to open down at Barrett Reserve at 6:30. People are absolutely welcome to come along and have a look at the vehicles. The welcome to country is at 8, and then at 8:15, the first vehicle sets off. We have an alternative start at the Civic Center in Modbury. So some of the older vehicles, especially the motorcycles, because there a lot of them are kickstarts and don't have cooling systems, will take off for there. And that Northeast Road in Tea Tree Gully is a great place to watch from. because you'll see the vehicles leaving there and you'll see the whole fleet go by. We expect the zippy ones, you know, the 1970s and 80s vehicles to start arriving about 9:30 or 10. The museum grounds open. We have a vinyl. It's vinyl only DJ. Fashion on the Fields is back, and then the awards. So it's just going to be a lovely day of food trucks, coffee, ice cream, an enormous amount of potato product.
Oh, yes.
And looking at vehicles and hearing stories. We pushed two of the vehicles out of the museum, and seeing these beautiful vehicles against the green up there, for the first time I just saw how beautiful it was going to be to look at. Because every vehicle is taken, it will be in, you know, spit and polish on that day. And they all bring out their claws and they keep them, you know, looking immaculate. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Beauty. So people can line the streets or they could head straight to the National Motor Museum in Birdwood from 10 a.m. Sunday. 12:45 is when the Welcome to Country, then the competition's from 1, and it looks like it's all wrapping up by 5 p.m. Sounds bloody brilliant.
Absolutely. And included in your ticket for the day, you do get to go into the National Motor Museum, where we also have a collection of some very beautiful vehicles. And the other thing I would say to people, we have 35 of the big commercial vehicles coming this year, which is quite a lot. And if you have kids, they love those vehicles because they're huge. So they're old ambulances. We have a fantastic motorcycle. And the sidecar looks like a coffin, but it was actually an early ambulance because your supplies in it. So there'll be lots of really big ones and small ones and details that people can have a look at. Buses, police cars, ambulances, it's all there. The extra big ones are very fun too.
Yes. No, I definitely have a niece who loves a good tractor, so that would blow her away.
They're fantastic. And what we've done this year is we've set them up against, for people who know, our big green shed. So there'll be a corridor that you'll walk through of the commercial vehicle. So you'll have them on both sides. It'll look really beautiful.
Thanks so much for your time today, Laura Croach. Hope it all goes really well.
Thank you.